The region of Waterloo has voted to fill the vacant Kitchener seat on council in a cost-effective way. Former councillor Rob Deutschman announced his leave at the end of January. Since then, the Region of Waterloo staff were asked to come back to council with a report on how to proceed with filling the vacant seat. Region staff provided council with a few options, including a by-election, an appointment of the runner-up from the 2022 election, and an option to interview interested applicants for the position. Region staff said that the cost of a by-election would be close to $800,000. Councillor Barry Verbanovic put forth a motion to appoint the runner-up from the 2022 election, Matt Rodriguez, and noted that Rodriguez was very close in votes.
In this particular instance, there was really only a gap of 388 votes between the fourth and the fifth place person, which was very different than, for example, the sixth place, where there was actually a gap of almost 3,000 votes, which in that case, quite frankly, I think the circumstances and the discussion might be different, because it's not clear that there was a very obvious next person in the list.
While the majority of councillors agreed with Councillor Verbanovic, Councillor Dorothy McCabe advocated for a different approach.
I'm actually more interested in doing some interviews, quite frankly, because I think that would, I think, you know, 2.5 years have passed and, you know, there's a lot of issues that we've discussed and a lot of things that have changed in our community in 2.5 years and that are going to continue to change. And I personally would prefer to just open it up and look for, not to run a by-election, but to, my interest was really in soliciting interested applicants from across the community.
Ultimately, council supported and moved Councillor Verbanovic's motion. A bylaw is set to confirm the appointment of Rodriguez at the next special council meeting on March 13th. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.